there is an equality to injustice. I mean, I know it sounds weird, but I mean, even under pandemic conditions, there's a sort of equality to everybody being locked in their homes. And that's why we're so furious when a few people break those rules. If you ask that question, why are people so much angry about Dominic Cummings than they seem to be about the kind of pay that people get in the city, which seems like a more serious problem? It's because we'd been led to believe for a while that for once the rules applied to everyone, and they didn't. No one believed that the rules applied to everyone before this year, because they clearly don't. Some people benefit, some don't. Some get rich, some never do. Some get well educated, some never have a chance. And there's something about a kind of blanket form of oppression that's consoling. And I think we all have it in us, because we're all worse off than someone. That's resentment, or as Nietzsche calls it, ressentiment.
Well, that's cheerful. Can I ask?
You always say that at the end of our conversation. You always sigh.
Oh, God's sake.
That I've brought it down. Like, the point about this kind of bracing realism is it's meant to allow everyone who reads these kind of books to feel, well, you know, we can rethink this.
Well, I'm rethinking. Who is the most exciting author? Who's got the five-point plan? If Runciman's not giving me the five-point plan, who has? Who's an author that you admire at the moment that is thinking like Bentham and Mill in practical terms about how we do the things you just talked about, which I passionately believe in, internationalize, decarbonize, democratize our society?
Again, I'm not going to give you the answer you want. I think it's probably my sort of prejudice or preference in that the people I like to read, and a lot of people like to read these people, are so much better at diagnosis than solutions. I've thought for a long time that Yuval Harari is a brilliant writer until he got onto his book about what we should do. Thomas Piketty is a brilliant writer. I mean, Capital in the 21st Century is a brilliant book until you get to the last bit where he just sort of proposes this slightly utopian and politically unsellable wealth tax. I think Paul Mason is a brilliant writer. His Diagnosis of Post-Capitalism, fantastic book. His Corbynite Politics, So it's weird in that the thing that is so rare is the sort of diagnostician. Rousseau, brilliant diagnostician. I don't think he had the political answers. I'm always with the diagnosis. I think someone else, maybe politicians, are the ones who have to do the solving.
Yeah, but I did feel Bentham and Mill. They had kind of, you know, didn't they? Practical.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer Bentham to Mill, partly because he gets a worse press and he's, you know, he's meant to be the sort of robotic automaton pleasure machine guy. And actually had a heart of gold. I mean, for Bentham, the whole project was just about there's too much suffering in the damn world. Now, I talk about it in the podcast. Bentham was partly responding to a society in which people were still being executed for what was called sodomy. I mean, you could be executed for being gay. And Bentham says, well, the great advantage about utilitarianism, whatever else you might think about it, is there is no way on a utilitarian calculus that you can do that. So who cares what else is wrong with it? My God, we could save people. So there is that, the ability to identify the obvious injustices. And that sometimes gets lost when people want solutions. I don't think Bentham has solutions, actually. I think what Bentham has is a means of saying, this cannot go on any longer. You cannot not let people vote. You can't execute them for these crimes. You can't run a state on the basis of cruelty. And what you should do in place of cruelty, well, who cares? Just don't be cruel. And actually, the last thinker in this series, I talk about Judith Schlar, my favorite late 20th century political philosopher. She is the philosopher who says, doesn't really matter what we do. Just don't be cruel.